Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior and accomplished professional from India, Dr. Paritosh Basu. Dr. Basu, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Basu is a humane and ethical dimensions of digital transformation advisor. He's a senior director services of Strategility Consulting Private Limited. Dr. Basu has taught at several management institutes, and he has chaired 4 world blockchain and AI summits held in Moscow, Dubai, and India. So, Dr. Basu, tell me a little bit about your own journey in brief.
I started my career on 17 September 1979 with PwC as a junior qualified audit assistant with a salary of just about 1400 rupees. Thereafter, I joined Bamulaury, which is a Scottish company, now public sector organization. After 20 years, I left Bamulaury and I joined Reliance Communications when the two brothers were not separated. I was the group head of accounts there. Mm-hmm. And after the separation, I became the CFO of the organization. After about 6 years, when the organization was in its peak, I left and joined SR Group of Companies as the Global Group Controller. And again, when the group was in its peak of financial health, I left them. And that time I was around 60. I decided to take up teaching as my career. I joined as a senior professor of NMIMS University School of Business Management and simultaneously started my consulting profession. I was chairing the MBA law program, which one of its kind program in the world after Harvard. No other university or B school in the world offers that program. And it is now a very successful program.
Wonderful. And you call yourself, Dr. Basu, a digital gospeler. Help me understand what this means, and please give me an example.
Digital gospeler is a very interesting word. And let me take the meaning after borrowing from Oxford Dictionary. Mm-hmm. It says a gospeler is a person who jealously teaches mm-hmm. or professes faith on the gospel. Mm-hmm. Now, having borrowed the definition, let me tell you that I have, since the beginning of my career, had a great knack or reliance on technology. You may not be knowing that one of my invention has been registered in the World Intellectual Property Organization, USA, mm-hmm. of which I was the principal inventor.
Okay.
And having said that, when digital technology started coming into the world, I thought I will be one of it. And since 2019, September, I've so far written 43 articles on digital technology. Wow. One of my books has been already published, and the second book I'm writing on CBDC. Mm-hmm. Just to tell you a small thing, mm-hmm. in my writing, I have introduced 3 things which you will not find in any literature on digital technology of the world. Mm-hmm. One, 8WH principles of digital solution designing, mm. 12R principles of successfully designing artificial intelligence-based solutions, and last but not the least, 10 commandments of digital transformation with a human and ethical dimension as the principal pivotal point of digital transformation. I want every single person under the heart anywhere in the world should be benefited by digital transformation. Mm. And accordingly, I'm working on this. Recently, my research is for startups. I'm working on a research with a professor of Alaska University and a professor of Australian University and a professor of IIM.
Oh, so tell me, what are these 10 points that you have referred to?
One of the points is creative destruction. Mm-hmm. One of the points is be conscious about world environment. Mm-hmm. One of the points of shared benefit and shared fortune. Mm-hmm. One of the points is look at the environment and look at the digital transformation and see whether the benefit reaches to the best of the people who are suffering. Don't create a digital divide all over the world. These
Correct.
are some of the 10 commandments, and those are available in my personal YouTube channel, and you will be able to see it. And I presented it in my Moscow talk, and there I also introduced two more things, 7 P's and 7 T's of digital transformation. Maybe in some of this discussion with you, I will introduce and talk more about this.
Okay. So, you know, what got you interested? You know, you've been a finance leader for a very, very long period of time, as you just told me. What got you interested in the in blockchain and artificial intelligence?
Well, very interesting. When I was inventing my solution for converting any accounts of any gap to any other gap, like US gap to IFRS, IFRS to Indian gap, blah, blah, blah. People were telling me that since things are not secured, people are, and the solution providers, the big giants of the then ICT technologies, information and communication technologies, used to say, you have to do what I say. My software will dictate you. You will not dictate me. So I was looking for some invention to come some other day going forward when I will be able to design my software according to the world needs, the principles of equity, the principles of non-governance, and the principles of self-governance. Blockchain technology provides you to create a platform which is equivalent to the nature's principle. You don't see a controller when nature functions. Morning sun comes, evening sun goes, rain comes in monsoon, winter comes in December. You don't see a controller behind it, right? Similarly, blockchain technology, it's a design by nature kind of thing, where the controller of invisible, and that is smart contract.
And what, in your opinion, is the transparency and decentralization of blockchain? Do you think blockchain is completely transparent, and will it really be able to make a difference in the corporate world?
Honestly, blockchain has already made a difference. I have my statistics where out of 1,448 people interviewed by Deloitte all over the world, 82% have said that blockchain is in the top of the agenda or a very important item for our our business. Why I'm saying that it will be able to give transparency? Because blockchain is a technology which is useful in a no-trust environment, point number one. Point number two, blockchain works on a distributed ledger network and peer-to-peer network. Point number three, blockchain is not governed by any governor or any central controller. Then who is the governor? Governor is the smart contract. When you design a blockchain-based platform, you, based on the laws of all the participants who are expected to participate, you create smart contract which will govern the blockchain platform. You will not be joining with your any mail ID, phone number, or personal name. You will be joining the blockchain platform with your personal key. And immediately when you throw transactions in the blockchain platform, you will be known by your public key.
Well,
therefore, you are not known, but your transactions are not unknown, and transactions are controlled and governed. 10% transparency is provided. And there is a new technology which has been added to this now called JKP, Zero Knowledge Proof. So blockchain works with an in a no trust environment. If you have parties who are trusted, you don't need blockchain. If you work with a blockchain platform, you have a distributed ledger technology with a DDSM, distributed data storage management system. And you have your wallet in the fourth generation of blockchain technology. You have your own wallet where your own transactions are given to you, and you know the information on a right to know basis. Suppose in a Exim blockchain, the captain of the ship is allowing a cargo to enter into the ship. The captain of the ship has to know who has certified the quality. Suppose Bureau Veritas is the quality certifier. The captain of the ship, if he is a participant in the blockchain, he will be immediately able to call for the certificate from the blockchain library. So wherever anybody has got any doubt, blockchain is here to provide you the transparency. There is no hide and seek play.
Understand. And for the common person, who is, working in organizations or the consumer, what are some of the areas where blockchain can improve the life of the common man?
Oh, very interesting question. Now, so far as the common man is concerned, let me tell you, crypto, I'm one of the top 50 blockchain influencers of India, recognized by the Blockchain Forum of India. Let me tell you, cryptocurrency has done a lot of harm to blockchain technology, because cryptocurrency and blockchain is considered synonymous in the world today. But let me tell you, there are hundreds and hundreds of applications which has been created by blockchain technology, like running a old age home, controlling the temperature of Great Barrier Reef of Australia, and so forth. Now, coming to your point very simply, so far as I have created three platforms, ideated. One is for agriculture, one is for healthcare, and one is for crowdfunding. So far as I and you as a common man, we won't know that we are working with a blockchain platform. We will know a small app on my smartphone. And that's all about it. The blockchain will operate in its own way. And the front end of the blockchain technology is like any other banking app which you are using for your mobile banking. So suppose a common man wants to book his old age platform today at the age of 45, he just gets an app which is equivalent to any other app. So he books his old age home, makes the payment, and keeps tracking. He doesn't know that everything happening in the back end in blockchain, like voting. In Tamil Nadu university has already, girl students have already created a blockchain technology based voting system. Even I as voters wouldn't know that the voting is taking place in blockchain. But the blockchain will control each and everything. There is no human intervention. So common man ke liye blockchain is just an app.
I understand. But tell me, Dr. Basu, in an open platform, which the blockchain is, how will organizations ensure data security and privacy?
Good question. Blockchain can be an open platform, which is open to everybody. Blockchain can be a secured private platform, like 15 Indian banks have floated a company to develop a trade finance platform. So it could be a selected private platform, and it can be a completely within the company platform, right? One of the biggest oil company of India is now considering a blockchain platform for securing its own documents for various land records, etc. Now, coming to security part, originally blockchain technology was blamed because of guzzling electricity, because every single transaction used to be stored in every single nodal points.
Correct.
Now it will not happen that way. Now you have the blockchain cloud, where the blockchain technology, all transactions will be hosted in that cloud, and there will be a document library. Every single document which is connected with a particular transaction will be hosted in that library, and there will be a key, public key, and a hash key. Now, every single transactions immediately within fraction of seconds of being transacted will be cryptographed with algorithms, right? So what is there in the cloud platform and what is there in your own wallet is cryptographed. And after having an API from your blockchain wallet to your own SAP or Oracle Financial, you'll be decryptographing another platform will decryptograph and send to you. So far as the security and transparency part is concerned, and the electricity guzzling is concerned, this fourth generation blockchain platform will essentially help you to have all the benefits of blockchain without having so much of data storage in everybody's computer. Yet at the same time, it will ensure that your data security is there, your data transparency is there, and zero knowledge proof is there. So the technology has evolved and still evolving. And tomorrow there will be dynamic cryptographing. That means now there is one encryption algorithm is operating. Tomorrow, every 10 minutes, the algorithm will change. In such a situation, the system will be more secured. Yet at the same time, I gave you the example of the captain of the ship. your information will be available to you on a need to know basis, and whether you need to know that information will be decided by the smart contract.
Okay, but you know, there are, you've talked to me about so many positives about the blockchain. Given the fact that you know blockchain so well and you're in the top 50 blockchain people from the country, where are the vulnerabilities?
Good point. Very good point. The vulnerabilities, I'll come a little later, but first I will give you the three important challenges at the moment with blockchain technology. One is the scalability.
Okay.
Because the blockchain technology needs a lot of computer space. And suppose in a blockchain, there are 1,500 to 1,000 to 5,000 to 5 lakh people. The technology needs a huge storage space. So this, the more the 5G coming in and more the generation of computers changing, now we are on the 14th generation of chips. So this vulnerability of scalability will be almost solved.
Right.
And I hope that when quantum computing comes in, blockchain will be further a delight of people. Second vulnerability is interoperability. One of the most important point is that when I and you want to come into a blockchain platform to participate, or for that matter, any corporate comes into, your KYC has to be done. Now think of that, there are thousands of blockchain platforms operating in India for industry, trade and commerce. Every blockchain, if it has to have a KYC, then there will be a huge problem.
Correct.
So IBM came out with a solution on, even it's a blockchain platform, that I will be doing the KYC of any corporate or Dr. Mr. Ashutosh Garg. And if you want to participate, let your blockchain come into me and I will do an interoperability between the two blockchains and your thing will be known. Now, this interoperability is a problem now, because recently you have got a news that when somebody wanted to exchange Bitcoin against Ethereum, these two platforms were connected with an API.
Correct.
Now, these two platforms are secured with algorithm, encryption algorithm, but the API, which is connecting these two platforms, could not be secured that much like the blockchain platform is secured. So the API becomes a source of cyber criminals to get into and creating problem for you.
Sure.
So interoperability is the second problem. The third problem is creating the blockchain library. See, I talk to the best of the world councils and best of the digital giants of the world in my overseas seminars and conferences. I said that, what are you doing? Because you are saying that smart contract is the pivot of blockchain. Then where is the library coming up? He says, that's the challenge. And we need the best of the lawyer brain with digital bent of mind to create smart contracts. Again, a smart contract where people from around the world are coming, the smart contract has to take care of the entire world's requirements. Although for certain things we have international codes, but certain things we have to take care of the country-specific requirement, like RBI or Federal Reserve. So this is an issue of creating smart contract library is a third challenge. The fourth challenge is people with required technological bent of mind and skills. See, blockchain codification is not a problem because it is done on natural language. What is requirement problem is a business architecting. Why do you think that the Western countries and Europe is so good in digital transformation and not people down the equator? People down the equator has brain to create the platform and software writing, but they are not business architects. So in developing countries and countries like India, we need a lot of business architects who has a lot of good business and insights and wisdom of the business, yet at the same time understands the technology.
Right.
So availability of people is a challenge. Now the problem. Problem is, when quantum computing comes, if a cyber criminal group have a quantum computing in his hands, the whole bastion of blockchain will fall because blockchain needs understanding of and operating with the speed. So according to me, quantum computing has to be controlled. I have written a paper already on it. And algorithms have to be more stronger. Dynamic algorithm has to be created so that a criminal doesn't get the chance to hack only one algorithm and the last one. The most important vulnerability of blockchain platform is people awareness. You and I do not have a solution as yet. I hope CBDC will soon come in India, which is called CBDR, where we say that, yes, I'm a user of blockchain platform. So I have confidence in blockchain. So creating people awareness is very, very important. Right. And for that matter, India has already issued the India blockchain strategy. I'm very hopeful.
Very interesting. What an amazing conversation on blockchain. And I don't have so much time to ask you the same length, you know, details about artificial intelligence, but I want to ask you one or two questions because you have chaired AI summits in different parts of the world. And all our viewers are now reasonably familiar with what artificial intelligence is, given the amazing interest of in ChatGPT. I want to just ask you one question on artificial intelligence, Dr. Basu, and that is, what are some of the ethical issues related to artificial intelligence?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, have you heard about something called right of robots?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you are operating a robot in a restaurant for delivery of food. Can you switch off that robot? If you switch off that robot, then the person who is physically delivering, that is the waiter of the restaurant, delivers you the food. Otherwise, the robot gives the food. So my point on the aspect of artificial intelligence is like this. Whenever you are asking for an ethical issue of any digital technology and its application, I have talked around the world only one thing. Technology doesn't have ethics, morality, humanity, empathy, sympathy, and emotional intelligence. But all these human qualities are there in every technologist who are dealing with the either technology for solution building or who are applying this and creating a solution. Now, if you create a solution where you are leaving scope for the solution to be abused by people, then of course you are doing something which is unethical so far the technology is concerned. Let me tell you, technology by itself is never ever unethical. The unethical, inhuman, emotional, non-emotional and cruel part of any technology comes in when we create a solution for applying for cruelty, like we use artificial intelligence to spawn malware in somebody's system, or we use artificial intelligence to hack your data and then using it against your customers and against you as a competitor. So if you are as an applicator of the technology, having unethical mind, then the technology is not creating a crime. You as a human being is creating a crime, right? Am I right? So in that perspective, let me tell you that technology is like a child. It's like God. If you are unethical, the technology will do unethical things. So from the perspective of solving your problem in a very similar manner, it is I, the human being, creators of the solution, and application-oriented issues of the solution, that is, who applies the solution, they have to decide.
Wonderful.
It is on them depends the ethical issues.
Correct. Well said. So, Dr. Basu, we have time for only one more question because we are running out of time. And this question is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation. Based on all your amazing understanding of blockchain, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away?
The lesson is simple. The first lesson is do anything and everything with digital technologies only if you are ethically clear in your mind that what you are doing will be benefiting people all around the world. Like that Oxford research report has already informed us that the digital divide and financial divide will be created between the upper part of the equator and the lower part of the equator after digital technology survives and grows.
Correct.
So this is one thing which I thought I will share with you from the context of digital technologies. My second suggestion is that don't play with technology unless you have sufficient knowledge about the technology and unless you have sufficient understanding. The third point is, whatever you do with technology, the simple point is, you will not be doing it only for the HNIs, high net worth individuals, or corporates, and distribution of the profit of the corporates with moneyed people. You will be doing also application of digital technologies, including AR, VR, right, metaverse, or blockchain, or AI, whatever, so that you can create some wealth which is distributable among commons people.
Correct.
So you should not have digital technology as another weapon to create difference between haves and have-nots.
Well,
digital
said.
Technology should improve the common people's life and way of living life. You are influencing the common people's life by digital technology. You will keep on influencing. But whenever you are generating some wealth by influencing his life, please share that wealth also with him. That is
well said. Well said. And on that note, Dr. Basu, thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking
thank
about
you.
Blockchain and about artificial intelligence.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.